Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's Wednesday. It's Wild Wednesday. And welcome to Angel Answers, Sacred Embers team. And we're all here tonight. And it is January 18th, 2023. My name is Jan Drake-Bakke. I'll be one of your hosts tonight. And there's other hosts here, too. A beautiful lineup of incredible psychics here. They are DC Love, Liz Pfister, Peg Jones, Catherine Peoples, and Mary Hernandez. Adriana Roman won't be here tonight, so I will just go ahead and read her bio, and then I will share my bio, and then I will hand it over to the ladies, and we'll get started, and they'll share theirs too, and we'll start the roundtable. So let me just go with Adriana and her bio first, which is Adriana Roman is the creator of My Lotus Bloom. She is a Reiki master teacher, a fourth generational intuitive, and she creates spiritual oils and baths and also creates Reiki healing energy bracelets. You can book her at mylotusbloom.com. You can find us all on the www.sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. That's the website for all of us who are there. There's more of us, and they do. There's another show that Lynn Bleasdale heads so on Sunday at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. Anyway, and my bio is that I love to do animal totems. They are the first thing that I see when I start readings or do anything just about. And today I was focusing on the eagle. Well, last week I had a couple poems about the eagle, and I was just feeling the eagle. And one time, very short thing I'll tell you here is I was looking for a missing person, and I'd never even experienced this before. And I was just meditating as I usually do, and this eagle came into my view, and it just kind of picked me up. I don't know how to describe it. I just sort of locked into it, launched on it, and it sort of just took me. I was awake, you know, I was just meditating, and it just took me out into the sky, and it actually took me to the place where the person was missing, and I found them. So these animals are to be taken not lightly. They are so powerful. They can do these incredible things. I mean, I didn't know that this was going to happen to me. I didn't ask for it. It just happened. And so the animals are really real, and they are spirits that are around us. They're guides, and they're powerful. And all you really have to do is acknowledge them, and they'll be there. And you can see them if you close your eyes and ask them to come forward. But anyway, so that's one of the main things that I do are work with animal totems, and I also work with poetry, and I'm trying to collaborate with singers with my poem. So I'm working on that, and that's about it. I do predictions also, and I just started working on those, so I'm excited, but it's going to take me a while because I'm very slow at it. So anyway, that's what I do, and I will hand you over now to DC Love.
Thank you, Jan. I believe Mary is with us. Mary, are you with us?
Okay.
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody. There was some technical difficulties. I don't know. It must be still Mercury retrograde. I thought it was over. So I'm the host on the computer, and then I have to call in and be the host again. So it's so weird. But anyway, I'm glad I'm here. I guess it's our energy being all together. So I missed the opening of the show. All I heard was Jen when you actually introduced her. But it's so great to hear and be here, everybody. And I'm sorry for the delay if there was any. Thank God the ladies did their magic as usual. So I'll introduce myself. I guess I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, an ordained minister, and a tarot and oracle card reader. I'm also a numerologist, and numerology is the it shows you what you can be, what you're capable of doing now, what you're here to do in this lifetime, and everything. So I've, from the last email that I sent, I've gotten a couple of, you know, bookings of those. So I'm super excited that I'm working on those. It's a little time consuming, but it's so great to do for people because it gives them, you know, like, their future plan, basically. And, you know, there's a year's worth of, you know, what you can do within that, within this year. I give you a 1 year outlook as well. And then I also create Mother Mary candles, which are infused with love, light, and healing, and lots of blessings. And I also created Reiki-infused healing candles for each of the seven chakras. And to book a private reading with me or any of, you know, the things that I offer, can visit my website, which is www.theangelwithin.com, and that spells P-H-E-E. And or email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And that is all. So who's next? I'm not sure who went yet. Thank you all.
Liz, can I'd like Liz to come in, because she usually brings something to bring our energy together.
We might need that, huh?
You know what? I think you need like a really fun.
Well, I am here. I brought my pyramid again because I was fairly new, so I thought I would bring that on the show again. It was fun. I've been using it with the singing bowls each week for a couple weeks. So I will introduce myself. I'm Liz Fister. I'm an intuitive empath. I am a Reiki practitioner and ordained minister, a oracle card reader, creator, and teacher as well. I teach classes on how to read cards. I do meditation coaching. I do spiritual counseling, sound healing, a whole bunch of things, right? I always say I'm a jack of all trades. So I own a holistic center in upstate New York, and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation for everyone. I started it in March of 2020 when we all had to stay home, and I said, I think people need something. They're going to need something. So I just started I turned on Facebook Live, which I had never done, and started playing. And it's been that way ever since. We have followers all over the country that tune in every week for it, because it just helps them ground and center. I know Jan enjoys it. She's there most every week now.
Definitely.
You know, because it just makes me feel good. I mean, this is River Maven in April. This will be going into our 6th year being open. And we've done this on Tuesday night since we opened, and it's been our best attended thing. I'm happy that it worked over the internet and all those little tricky things that happen with that. Especially during times like this, Mercury retrograde, which Mercury has stationed direct today. This is it. We are done. We are on our way out. So we're ready for some fast forward-moving energy now. So
great.
If everyone wants to get grounded, and I'll give your feet a little stomp on the floor. Take a nice big deep breath in through your nose, filling up your chest and your belly full of air as far as you can, and then let it out nice and slow through your mouth. And once you release all that air, go ahead and take another deep breath in through your nose, filling up all the way. And let it out nice and slow until you're completely deflated. And then as you take your next breath in, go ahead and focus on the sound.
Wow, that was amazing.
That
wow,
was absolutely
thank you,
beautiful.
Liz.
You're welcome. I think that helped us get all connected here.
It does, yes.
Yes, we need.
Thank
goodness.
You
so
much.
Now
I think we needed that. It
our
was technological, like, wow.
So yes. Maybe now our technical difficulties will be over.
Yes, it will be. That's it.
So that's where I am. You can find me on Facebook at RiverMaven77 and, of course, on the Sacred Embers page, like Dan mentioned. And I will pass it along to whoever's next.
Okay, I believe that would be me or whoever.
Oh, go ahead, Peg. You go. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Peg, and I'm from Massachusetts, and I'm an angelic life coach, energy healer, and also working towards my certification for phase two of sound healing with chewing forks. And I also do light language, and I'm an author of a book called Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And it's a book of daily angel messages for each day of the year. I also, let's see, what else do I do? I also channel the angels, and I channel a few of the ascended masters. And I also write poetry, and I have a blog that I write in occasionally. There's nothing really too regular, but I do have that, and that's on my website at pegsangelicalwhispers.com. So, and that's really about it for now. I've been very busy just finding people to do the sound healing for my practicum. So, yeah, that's really about it. So thank you.
Well, I'll volunteer, Peg, if you need someone.
Okay, I'll set you up.
My hand up.
You at some point. Okay, we'll talk later and we'll set up a time.
Very, very. Thank you.
Okay.
Catherine?
Okay, hi. My name is Catherine Peoples, and I'm an intuitive empath, energy healer, clairvoyant, my name Claire, and an oracle card reader. I'm also certified spiritual shamanic meditation, mindfulness coach, as well as a mental health ambassador. I've experienced countless metaphysical experiences starting in childhood, which continue to this day. And I'd like to give a shout-out to my new show, Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, which airs on Mondays at 9:30 Eastern Time, where we talk about multiple topics of interest to everyone, to include some what the bleep moments that seem to be take people on wild rides. So it's a very interesting show. And you can find me on the Sacred Embers page.
Beautiful. Mary, is Adriana with us this evening?
No, she's not. She's not feeling well today.
Okay. Can you just tell everyone a little bit about her?
Oh, I think Jan introduced my daughter already.
Oh, did you, Jan?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, right? Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Well, my turn, I guess. Jen, did you introduce yourself? Because I knocked off the line, so I don't know what happened.
Yes, I sure did, and I talked about the eagle and animals and everything.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I guess it's just me then, right? Hi, everyone. This is DC Love. I'm just going to give you the cliff notes because I do have a couple messages. I've seen spirit from a very young age, and, you know, for me, I just thought everyone did. But my current journey started when I watched the Long Island Medium with my niece, Kelly, and we just, I believe there was a marathon that day, and we laughed and laughed. And I said to Kelly, I said, oh, my gosh, I would love to do something like this. This is so much fun. And lo and behold, spirit was listening, and the next thing I knew, I found myself on this crazy journey. I had cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirits sitting on me to get my attention. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen, and this all propelled me forward to where I am today. And I've got to give a shout-out for Jan because she's really, you know, helped me the whole entire journey, as well as Peg. Jan and Peg were two of the first that I connected with, and I can't thank them enough. I really can't. So with Jan's help, she pushed me a little bit, and I ended up, you know, connecting with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, took the test, and in 2017, I was voted the world's most recommended female psychic medium with this organization, and Jan is with this beautiful organization as well. So I just feel really honored to connect with each of you. I really, truly do. And then I met, you know, the others, of course, on the way, so it's just so amazing. But with that being said, I did connect with Lisa Marie Presley a few days ago, like days after her passing. She woke me up at 3 a.m. in the morning, and here's what I got from her. I saw her reuniting with her father, Elvis Presley, and I heard her first love. And I was hearing Elvis say, "You'll always be Daddy's little girl, my precious Jim." And then Elvis hugged Lisa Marie, kissed her cheek, and they both became so filled with all these emotions because this was the first kiss that she had from her dad since 1977. And she was only 9 years old at the time when he tragically died. And Lisa Marie turns to Elvis and says, "Don't cry, Daddy." And then I see the two of them together. They're climbing the stairway of heaven, and then they board a private jet, just like they did when she was 9 years old. When she was little, Elvis actually put her on the jet with him, and they went somewhere, I forget where, but she saw snow, so she got to play in the snow for a little while, and then they went home. So this time, while she was on the jet, she was actually being reunited with her son, Benjamin, who passed in 2020 of suicide. And from that point on, Lisa's heart was broken. I mean, totally broken. And she was saying to me, you know, "I've had this broken heart, and my soul is shattered, and now they're mending." And her dad was on one side of her daddy, and her son was on the other side of her, in this beautiful, loving embrace, and I heard the song "Love Me Tender" begin to play, and she said to both of them, "Please never let me." And Lisa, you know, she smiles, and then I hear her comment, "My dreams of being with you both are fulfilled." And she sort of went into, you know, how she felt when, you know, Elvis passed when she was very young, and then her son Benjamin's suicide. That caused the worst hurt that she could have ever experienced. And she said, "I've never recovered from these tragic losses, and I was always truly, you know, heartbroken." And she then told me she, you know, there was drug addiction, there was pain, and her suffering, the suffering was unending. And this, you know, seems to have affected the Presley family through many generations, along with, you know, failed marriages. And Lisa Marie said, "I was very hard on myself, and I was always on a journey of self-discovery, knowing that she would always be identified with Elvis Presley and then, of course, Michael Jackson. She felt the need to prove herself to the world. And then I heard, 'Lights out now. No more earthly worries. I've done what I wanted. I left the earth after my father was honored. It was my last day at Graceland. The time was right to leave. I want to stay with my daddy and Benjamin in heaven. All stress and heartache, they're finally over. And now I'm at peace from the storm. I have grace. I'm sorry for leaving my family. After my son left, my heart and soul, as I said before, were shattered. I've learned the lessons of this lifetime. To whom it may concern, now what? It's time to heal my soul. My beautiful daughters, our bonds of love will never be broken. I will forever be with you. Please, please forgive me. I had to go." And to her mom, she said, "Mom, I love you because you're you. I hope the future can be a little bit brighter and the door of my happiness you open wide. Thank you all for your prayers. I'm bringing you this message with all of my love, Lisa. So that was my channeled message a couple of days ago, actually, at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That is so amazing. I just love that channeling. So beautiful.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, maybe it was retrograde or whatever, because I woke up again at 3 o'clock in the morning, and this time it wasn't Lisa Marie waking me up. It was Jesus. So I have another small little Well, it's 3 o'clock, so at least, thank goodness, I can get up and I make a cup of coffee, and then I can concentrate. So here's the message I received from Jesus. Releasing the past helps us to create a new future. It may not be easy to let go of suffering and pain, but we must release the past to embrace what God has in store for us. The old is gone, and the new is all we have. Forgive yourself first and release all of the heaviness you've been carrying. And then I was guided to write a few intentions. So here are a few affirmations that will help. I choose to release the past and everything that is not in alignment with the future that I am creating. It is safe for me to let go and release everything that does not bring me joy. I surrender all fears and worries and doubts about my future. I am at peace with the past and in love with my present, and I'm excited about my future. I feel empowered in my choices and in my choice to let go. When we release the past, God will release the new and exciting chapters of our lives that await us. You can't see the future if you're looking at the past. And as the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, tells us that God has a plan for our lives, and it is good. So it's now time to embrace the future and all that God has for you. Please remember that endings bring new beginnings, and please focus on your future instead of that old story. There's no better time than right now to leave the past behind. Take the lessons that you've learned and bring them into your future. And imagine the future you are wanting. Feel it. Start today and get moving toward a better future. Every small step that you take toward a better future is beneficial, and it will help you to create a better tomorrow. You can do this. Have faith in yourself, and please remember that life is a journey, and we're all figuring it out as we go on our, you know, on our way. So do more of what makes you happy. Smile. Worry less. And here's to you. Happy New You. So that's the message I received this morning.
Wow,
just
that's
beautiful.
Thank
you. Really.
With the card that I pulled for the collective was Master Jesus, forgiveness. So that just goes hand in hand.
Beautiful, Mary.
I actually pulled my card deck, Keepers of the Light, and that was the first card out on top, and I was told to pick it, and I was like, wow. And then you say Master Jesus had a message for us, so that's beautiful. So, again, he wants to reiterate forgiveness. So forgiveness is an act of self-love. So you're being encouraged to know that whatever you have done to yourself or others, the divine is not condemning you. You don't have to forget what has happened, but you no longer need to allow your whole story to be defined by a situation that doesn't support your happiness. Again, the message that came through with CC, and it says, Jesus is here to bring miraculous shifts of healing to you and all those around you and to release you from the burden of self-loathing. He wants you to know that he sees the child of God within you. He also brings clarity and healing to any situation concerning your father, either on earth or in heaven. So that was my message. So I'll pass it on to you. It was so beautiful because this is the time for forgiveness, right? And letting go of the past. And, you know, it's time for a new beginning. You know, it's so exciting. An exciting time.
Oh, it truly is. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, so whomever wants to, I think Peg also had a message from her book.
I did. And I was
I heard someone yonder say to share a little bit of light language to see how this week goes. So for today's message, January 18th, angel blessings are here for you. Just ask and know the blessing is for free. When you ask for help from your angels, know that they are there for you anytime you dare to ask. When the angels are with you, you feel their love for you. You may feel a touch, or you may, like, on your shoulder, on your nose, on your face. Let's see. You may feel a touch on you, or you may feel a hug. Know that it's your angel waiting to speak to you. Let your heart be bright, and may you always find peace when you speak to your angel. And then each message has a journal exercise. What would you like to ask your angels for help with today? Think about it and journal about it. So that's today's message. And it kind of goes along with what everybody's been saying, that our angels are here for us always when we ask.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main thing to remember, is that the angels will not interfere with us. So if we don't ask for assistance, they won't, obstruct our free will. So they're very conscientious about that, and they support our choices in however we want to do things. So so they asked me to do a little bit of light language. So just having an intention for yourself, or it could be for the collective, could be for family members, whatever you would like. So I'm going to start. Me'ekele ina ebi b'no ina na ka babariki. Koi ina mama neke. Koi alaba na ki kana mama ne ikana e. Oi ila babala na ikana ma I ubi ni. Koi I babara ka. Ekele bibiriki. Noi mama ne ina na mana ko I babala. Ele neke. Koi ina ka I bibi neki. Hoi ala bana ke, ala ki. Bio ko le ki e koto, ki e bene, ki e ne ke le koi ne ka. Hoi le ki lo ki na mo ne ke, e le ki. And they say that the veil is probably more open now than in a very long time. So they're right here with us, and they want to assist in any way that we ask for guidance. So thank you for letting me share.
Wow, that was amazing, Peg. I mean, my heart expanded. I don't know about you ladies, but my heart, and like I felt like crying. I yawned because I released something. It was just amazing. Thank you. I hope all the listeners got to feel what I felt, and I'm sure what the ladies felt. It was amazing. Thank you, Peg. We needed that.
You're welcome.
Yes, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it's been a crazy week.
And we didn't hear from Jan, did we? Jan,
I have poems, yeah. But I just want to say, Peg, that was phenomenal. And I did see, usually when you do your light language, it's more of I see more turquoise ocean and waterfalls and stuff. But today I saw it was like dark out,
with a very blue, not aqua, but blue, the other kind of blue, and ocean, and with the stars in the night. Very beautiful, very peaceful.
Cool.
So a completely different scene, but it was still so beautiful, and I just love it so much.
Well, thank you. Yeah, aqua is one of my most favorite colors, too.
Yeah.
It's a very peaceful color, you know?
Yes.
So I think the angels are asking us to just be in that peace, be in your heart space, you know, no matter what's going on, whether it's within your own life or what's going on in the world, you know, we can still remain peace by staying in that heart space.
That's so true. Absolutely. And then, DC, I wanted to say thank you so much for your kind words about what you said about me. And, of course,
she was like my little angel there. She's pulling me around all over the place. Do this. You got to do this. It's like, oh, my gosh.
I truly love everyone
in the show, honestly. And
I think that,
like I said, I connect you first, and then a little bit later I connected with Peg, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we knew that you were meant to fly, and you have. So just amazing. It's just amazing what you've done and what you do for others and for all of us. And so we thank you so much. So I'm going to read these poems. Oh, and also, Peg, I wanted to tell you, please read your poems sometimes, too, whenever you feel like it. So anyway, here we go. These are some that you've already heard, and I'm just going to go through them really fast. So it goes, it doesn't matter if we fit in perfectly with others. It only matters that we found them. And be careful what we say to others. It could be more than just being offended. Be careful how you treat another. It could end up being a matter of life or death, not what you intended. And this one is called Rescue or Beautiful Guardians. I'm not quite sure why I put this long one in, but I was really into the ego. But anyway, this one goes, rescue an animal, a dog or cat. They need our love, support to live their life. Let's help one with that. Go to a shelter or save a dog off the street. A cat without food? There are so many we can meet. These animals are beautiful guardians to us in our life. Let's reach out to them and give them a home away from strife. There are so many that need us today. Please take in that starving dog. You say he needs your kindness. You saw is what I mean. Please take in that starving dog that you saw. He needs your kindness and attention. He will adore you. He just wants to play. Save that darling cat. That's almost going to be put down. There is a magical and wise spirit inside that meow meow that just wants to be still around. These amazing and precious beings are here for us on Earth. They want to love us and be our true and devoted friends since their birth. Let's don't send them back yet. Let's save as many as we can. They are family for us, and they become our biggest fan. And this one goes, wise as eagles soar. Our vision multiplies when we look to the light. We will soar to higher places and witness miracles in our sight. Wise as eagles, gentle as doves, keep calm and carry on and allow the magic from above. And this one's called, O Eagle, take me on your journey. As you pick me up, we fly into the sky. I am trusting your senses. I know you know the way, gliding so high. I am grateful for our connection. Thank you for this divine excursion. It has been a most majestic experience. O Eagle, blessed Eagle, you have taken me to the missing person. And your swords now. Use those swords that are yours now to empower a life led by your radiant heart, creative mind, inner calling. Make your dreams come true. Butterfly, fly to me. Butterfly dances around us and flitters its wings into hearts with love and serenity, giving us confidence and cheering us on during change, which occurs plenty. Butterfly, fly to me. Help me to transform without trauma. Thank you, Divine Wing Beauty. I am free. And this is called Purple Is. Purple is the balance of red and blue. They take on a dynamic hue. Red for strength and passion, sparkles of fiery infinity. Blue for peace and calm, meditation and divinity.
becoming purple, so royal and mystical. The mix is magical and artistical. In our destiny, because one believes it, therefore it is. We can change and alter our destiny through one's beliefs. And love dove from above, peace please, may it increase. And the last one says, dance with me, dance with me, let's ravage the space with joyous elation. Dance is a sweet sensation. Dance with me, honey, let's let our bodies move into that creative liberation. It doesn't matter where it is. Dance is a sweet sensation. And that's that.
Beautiful.
Beautiful,
yeah. Oh, my gosh, thank you.
That's very nice.
Thank you, Jan.
Thank you. You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me read them. I appreciate it.
We love them. I miss your poems when I'm
thank
not
you.
Here.
Thank you.
Yes,
oh,
they are.
Thank
they're
you.
Absolutely and so uplifting. The
thank
energy
you,
in the poems are
thank you.
Yes, they always brighten my day when I catch them on Facebook, too. I'm like, oh.
I'm so glad. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you do that for everyone.
I'm so glad.
Thank you for shining your light, Jan.
Thank you. And thank you for shining your light, too. I don't want to go without that Tuesday night. Bowl session. There's no way I will ever want to go without it ever again. I'm not kidding.
Me either. I love it.
Yep.
Well, mm-hmm. Should we start taking some callers, ladies? We're all here.
Yes,
of course. All right. Let's see. Yeah. Mouse is doing funny things. All right. Well, here we go. Area code 610, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please? Area code 610. Well, maybe they're on something going on.
Maybe they say, you know.
Yeah, but we'll put them on hold and we'll try them after. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
All right. We'll come back to them. All right, let's see. Who's next? All right, here we go. Area code 303, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have her first name, please? Area code 303.
This is that good.
What's going on?
Wonder if there's something wrong like, with the connection or something.
Yeah. I mean, we're good, but we're not that good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's put them on hold a second. Okay.
I wonder if I should log out.
Maybe we're missing things. I don't know. That usually doesn't, I don't think that usually affects us.
Okay.
I wonder. Okay. Well, let's. All right. Well, we'll try this other one. See if we get anything. Third time's a charm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Area code 434. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Are you
Area
kidding
code
me?
434.
Khalil.
Oh, okay.
How you doing?
Good.
Yep.
Do you have a question for us, Khalil?
Yeah, I'm trying to join an activist group, and I was wondering which one I should join in Charlottesville, Archivism or Virginia Organizing, which one would let me join?
Okay, let's see what we've got here for
so,
you.
So, should I go?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, Leo. which one will let you join or which one you want to join? So, I mean, is there one that you want to join or I wasn't quite sure what you meant.
I wanted to join Archivism, but if it's easier to join Virginia Organizing, I can settle for that. I was just wondering which one would be easier for me to join, like which one would let me join or.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, archism or whatever. I didn't get the, I don't get the word, but
it's art mixed with activism.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting mostly is I'm getting a dog. This dog is like so right there, and the dog really looks like my Gypsy. I'm not kidding. I mean, I really actually think it might be Gypsy. It looks like Gypsy is a golden Labrador Retriever. And she's just sitting right there in the grass, high grass. It's very high grass. And it says right here, I don't know if we've talked to you before, Leo, but I don't know. I feel like we might have talked to you sometime. I recognize your voice even. It says, listen up, laugh at your mistakes, and don't take yourself too seriously. Spend some time out in nature and make a point to listen closely to all that you hear. Stay flexible and be willing to adjust your plans as needed. When you're pursuing a goal, be persistent and relentless in your quest until you achieve what you want. And so I'm just thinking that I'm not really getting exactly which group you might be getting involved in, but the dog is saying you can be very adaptable and quite accommodating to whatever circumstance you might find yourself in, because you're intelligent and persistent, and you'll always get the job done for whatever area you're in, and you're also a good public speaker. So, and it also says work with some form of music, singing or sound healing might be good for you. So I'm going to have to come back to you to, because I mostly was seeing Gypsy, and I was so amazed at Gypsy being here. So I just, with Gypsy being here, she's telling you to just, what I got from seeing her like that was just to chill out and relax and enjoy it and not worry too much about it, because you'll get in whichever group you're meant to get in. You'll get there. You know what I mean? That's how it always is with groups. You'll always get to the right one eventually, because that your energy's linked to those people. You know, the energies combine, and you'll get to that right group. So just relax is what Gypsy's saying. Just chill out and have some fun. Do some laughter, you know. Enjoy yourself and just relax, and it'll work out. So I'm going to... That's the message from Gypsy, and I'm just going to go ahead and that's my dog that I had for 14 years, my beloved baby. She's in the other side now. So anyway, I'm going to pass you over to DC Love, I believe.
Beautiful. Yes, Jen, thank you. Your reading was amazing.
Uh-huh.
And Jen, when you were speaking, I saw the hawk.
Okay.
And the hawk is, you know, asking, you know, Leo, our caller, to really think about, you know, what it is that he is wanting. Okay, and you spoke of two groups, and I heard choices. You have choices. And you've got to select one that is best for you, the one that you're most passionate about. And once you decide which one that you feel more connected with, as Jan said, with your beautiful energy, the universe is going to support you and help you to go forward. Okay? So it's time to really, you know, make a list of good points for each. And just let the energy flow. But I am getting, you know, just relax, make a list, and don't, you know, don't worry. You know, and I feel like there's so many expectations that you feel that they're maybe putting on you. Okay, so I have to say, Leo, everything Jan said was like spot on, and I do feel that you are a very spiritual person, and you have so much to offer whomever you connect with. You've got to stay a little bit more grounded, stay focused on what you're wanting, trust your intuition, and envision and feel what you're desiring, and that's how we manifest things into our reality. Okay, so you've got to really think about what it is that you're wanting. And I have to say as well, I kept hearing as Jen was talking to you, you're a very powerful light worker. And this is your time to share your love and light, you know, with people, whether it's work or your family, and just, you know, share that beautiful love and light that you have within you. You're a light worker, and even if you just smile at someone, you have the ability to change, you know, someone's day or maybe even farther than that, okay? So
okay.
Think about what you feel best about, which one really, you know, makes you feel good and, you know, that you want to bring your energy into, you know, either group. Think about it. But when you're thinking about it, you've got to let go of any kind of judgment, any fear, any worry. Let the energy flow. You know, imagine yourself in each of the groups, and how do you feel? Which one feels better? Okay? And this is going to help you to take steps to go forward in the right direction. Even one small step forward is going to do it, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. This is your reality, Leo, you know, and this is your time to just, you know, dream your dreams and go forward. And, you know, you have a beautiful soul purpose, and you're so needed here right now.
Thank you.
So just please smile, and, you know, everyone connects with your joy, and your energy is magnetizing.
Thank you.
Okay. That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. God bless.
Thank you.
I'm not sure. Do you want me to go next? It's Mary. I got a yes for the AA group. I don't know what you called it, the arch something group?
Autism.
Okay. And then so I got a yes for that one. And then I pulled a card for you, and it says clear your vibe. And it's Archangel Metatron that came through for you. And it says, thank you, Metatron, for clearing my energy field. So the general meaning of this card is they want me to read from the book for you. It says, the angels are encouraging you to call on them to help you clear your life of anything that's getting between you and your inner peace. Clear any clutter from your home, office, car, and anywhere else you spend time. When you clear the clutter in your life, you clear psychic clutter from your energy. And when you clear your energy, you open yourself up to more abundant and spiritual experiences. So there you go. I'll leave you with that, Khalil. And thank you for calling. I'll switch it over to one of the ladies, Catherine or Peg.
Okay. This is Catherine. Khalil, how are you? Good. So I pulled an R for you from the Keepers of the Light, and I'm going to, I'm not sure how to actually pronounce this name. It's DJWALKA2L. And this card, this person is a Tibetan Buddhist master monk, and he has, through his earthly experiences, he's learned the importance of spiritual practice and discipline, and there's the path we are on unfolds over time. He helps light workers. So, that does resonate with what DC said about you being a light worker. And he helps these light workers to follow their dharma. So, here, when this card appears, he's reminding you that your path is unfolding as it should. Take one step at a time. And remember that your only spiritual function is really to be happy at this time. You're a powerful person, and you have many lessons under your belt and a real capacity to share your wisdom with the world. So take time to go over what you have learned, recently recognize the strength it has brought you, and acknowledge where you have been so courageous. And so with that message, I'm also thinking of, you know, you can call on your angels at any time. And my archangel, Samuel, he is the angel that you call upon when you want to find whatever it is that you're seeking. So just call upon this angel and archangel and ask the question, you know, and just, you know, whether it's a meditation or, you know, you'll get the signs that you're asking for. And this archangel in particular is associated with the color pale green. So if you bring in some pale green colors, you know, that's also an invitation, you know, for these, for this angel, archangel to come in. So I hope that resonates with you. And
it does.
Good. Peg?
Okay. Hi, Khalil. This is Peg.
Hi.
And I got three cards. The first card I got was directing my focus on what's driving creates more of what I want. So as many of the co-hosts said, you know, to do what truly speaks to you. It could be joining just one group, but maybe it's joining both groups to see, because they each support a different need that you may have. The second card is the universe has big plans for me, and it's time to claim them. And so maybe, you know, doing some meditation, you know, or even some writing if it's really a hard choice for you. And that can help with clarity, which is the second or the third card that came, the angel of clarity, I guess. And so maybe just calling on the angel of clarity, you know, to do some meditation, and with Archangel Shamil, because they both kind of do the same thing. So it's truly up to you, you know, and maybe you want to try both out and see which speaks to you. But if it's a group on optimism, I mean, everyone could use some optimism at this time, especially since it's winter. You know, just see what they have to offer, you know. And I wish you a lot of luck, and I hope that that has helped you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Khalil. This is Liz. Beautiful readings, everyone.
Thank you. This is incredible
because as the ladies were reading, you know, we're always so synchronistic. So the first thing that I got when you asked your question is that easy is not always best. Because you were saying, which one is it going to be easier to get into? So I immediately heard easy is not always the best thing, right?
Right.
But what you're looking for is a home, right? You're looking for a place where you're comfortable and you are celebrated and you're able to celebrate your peers. And it's out there, it's available. And I thought, you know, this really goes with the dog. And that came through as Jan was talking about the dog. And I'm like, oh, talking about home, right? Because a dog is always looking for their home, for a home, right? And you know, for me, having a dog makes a home, right? So I thought it was very synchronistic. But you just need to be who you are and don't compromise anything, you know, to be in either of these groups either. You know, this is really about you shining through. And it was cool. I pulled three cards, and the first one was number three, sensitivity and strength. And it says tapping the forces within. So this is about, you know, speaking from that place of intuition, coming from the heart, allowing your ego to step aside and just speaking from your true essence of who you are. And to me, the number three is all about balance. So this is, you know, the card is there's a big anvil on the card, and there's this beautiful white feather floating down onto it. And so it's that yin and yang balance, right, the male and the female balance. But also the three is the balance of mind, body, and soul. And I always see this as a triangle, and it's like that perfect pyramid, right, of balance. So when we get the number three, you know, it's telling us, hey, we're in a good spot. We're in balance. We're in that place where we're at, like, our pinnacle performance. This is, you know, this is our zone. So the next card I got for you, as I think DC was saying, for you to speak up, this is your time. You're very spiritual. I got card number 30. Step into the spotlight. You have a message that the world needs to hear. It's time to share your wisdom. And this is a spotlight coming down with the shadow of an angel in there. And again, the 30, here's a 3. and the last card I pulled was number 21. 2 + 1 = 3. open up to your spiritual gifts. Remember that your true nature is spiritual, not physical. The angels are sending you messages to guide your soul's growth. And what was ironic about all of these cards being three cards was the way I laid them out, I actually laid them out in a triangle shape, which is not normally what I do. It was just the space I was working with. And I'm like, this is so crazy. just to, you know, that all our messages lined up. And here you are, like, I feel like you're really in, you're in the place that you need to be right now. This is where you're going to really find your home in life, your place, your forever thing here. So just be who you are. Don't compromise any part of yourself. Don't change it. Be authentic, because you are right now. This is where you need to be, and you're going to find the right people. You don't really need to ask what group you need to join. Get out there, meet with the people, and you're just going to be pulled in. It's not even going to be about the joining. Like, it's going to happen before you even know about it. So, you're in just an amazing place. That's what I feel right now. So, you know, listen, stay in that zone, stay listening to your intuition, stay tapped in, stay, you know, connected, do your, whatever you're doing every day, that's your spiritual practice that keeps you in alignment. Keep doing it because it's working. You're there. This is it. So I hope that helps you. And we, you know, certainly want to hear back from you and let us know how everything turns out.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we'll put you back on to listen to the show. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Wow. What an awesome first call.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Wow.
Really good.
I couldn't believe the threes. I was like, whoa. Incredible.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Well, it looks like our first two callers are gone, so I don't know if what was happening with that, but we do have more callers on. So are you ladies ready to take another call?
We are.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Area code 407, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
It's Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Do you have a question for us?
I don't really have a question. I just, lately I've just been seeing a lot of, like, angel numbers, and my mind is all over the place. I just wanted to see if you guys picked up on anything or whatever comes.
All right.
Sure. Hi, Samantha. This is Jan, and I see the Siamese cat immediately, so that's why I just want to get right to it. And I love the cat. This is a Siamese cat, has a black tail. Do you know a cat like that by any chance?
I don't.
You don't. Okay. All right. Well, that's what I see. It's so specific. It's funny how they show up and they're just so specific. But anyway, this is a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities is necessary. Honor your sensuality by dancing with graceful and easy movements and by enjoying of physical intimacy. Listen closely to your intuitive guidance, as it most likely an ancestor who's one of your spirit guides trying to communicate with you. This is a period of magic and mystery for you. Pay close attention to the signs and omens. Whatever your release, relationships, material goods, self-defeating habits will soon be replaced with something or someone entirely more suitable for you. That's really nice. And your independence and doing exactly the opposite of what others expect you to do. You're very creative and like to work at night, and you move gracefully and naturally. At times, you are oblivious to some around you because you're concentrating, which is totally fine. And you're introspective and listen to your own internal guidance more than others' advice, which is typical of the cat. They have their own way, that's for sure. But they're very wise, it seems. So I'm just giving you the animal, and that's all I'm going to give you, and I'm going to pass you right over to DC Love.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
That was absolutely beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
For me specifically, what I'm getting is you've got to focus on what you are wanting, okay? And not only focus, but really bring what you are wanting into your reality. And then I was hearing, I am abundance. I am abundance. To really start, you know, showing the universe that you're serious, okay? I do feel like there's something going on, like, right now. Maybe there's some things that you're not connecting with that you are wanting. But I am getting, do not focus on what you don't have. Always look at what you do have. Okay?
Yes,
I do feel
there
are like so many. Yeah, there are so many beautiful opportunities coming your way, okay? So you've really got to start just focusing on all the good and, you know, maybe say a couple things that you're grateful for each day. But when you say, I am, and you put, you know, the word after it, that's very, very powerful, okay? And for you specifically, I kept hearing, I am abundant. I am okay, so the other thing that I was getting as well, do you give more than you receive? Because I saw scales and they're not balanced.
Yeah, that is 100% true.
Okay. Well, even if someone opens a door for you, maybe going into the store or says, my goodness, I love your outfit today, put that in the pile of receiving, okay? And I do feel, you know, like I'm hearing the word success is coming your way, okay? So this is a really good time for you to focus on you. I know, like, where I am in the Northeast, it's really cold. It's been cold. But I'm getting you really need to get, like, outside and get a little bit of air because that's going to help you with your manifestation. And you can put your intentions, you know, out there when you're maybe walking for a little bit. Is there something that you've been wanting to start, maybe some kind of either, you know, a business or a project or something? Because I'm getting, like, it's a good time.
There actually has been, yes.
Okay. The phone is a little staticky. There is actually... I didn't hear you.
There has been something, yes, that I've been prolonging that I've wanted to start, yes.
Okay. Are you prolonging it because something happened that you feel like, you know, that I feel like you're holding on to something negative, maybe a little bit of loss, you know, and you've got to release that and just, you know, let it go. and just open up to all the good that's coming your way. Okay, and I see Jesus is coming in, and he's lighting the way for you, and he's asking you to follow him. So the opportunities that I'm seeing are greater than you even can imagine, okay? So Jesus, he's with you, and he's here, and he's trying to comfort you, okay? And he's saying, beloved, I'm here, and I want to help you. And he's telling me that you've been a little bit down.
Yes, that's accurate as well.
Okay, because I'm hearing, you know, I am with you. You know, I am with you. I'll never leave you. I'm here. Okay, so know that you know, that you're not alone, and hopefully that'll lift your spirits a little bit. And I'm getting, there's something I've been wanting maybe for a long time, and I feel like it's coming to fruition. Okay? So this is the time that you've got to, you know, let go and let God, and, you know, let him direct your steps. Okay?
Okay.
So,
yeah.
In his timing, you know, trust timing, and I feel like, you know, like your dreams are coming faster than you even realize. This is a beautiful time for you, and you've just got to, you know, you've got to just believe, allow, stay in that attitude of gratitude, and, you know, see all the things that are going right in your life, okay? And sometimes when we don't connect with something, it's because there's something better waiting for us. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, and I feel like you've learned, you know, some lessons. You've grown, and you know, you've gone through challenges. But I'm seeing like there's like a sign, and it says success. You know, so next step is going to be success. I do feel it. So start to get really excited, you know, and stay in that happy place. And my dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, girlfriend, you know, you've been walking around with a heavy heart, and you're taking life a little bit seriously, okay? She's saying, you know, she's singing, I've got joy down in my heart, and I started to laugh. She's saying, it's time to really, you know, enjoy yourself, enjoy life, and, you know, and just breathe, okay? So lighten up, she's saying. And she's asking you to smile, you know, smile, and she's saying the whole world smiles back at you. So that's what I have, and I hope it helps. God bless, hon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
hi,
Samantha.
Hi, Sam.
Catherine.
Oh, you want to go? Go ahead, Catherine. You can go.
No, you're next on the list. Go. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so I got a whole bunch of cards for you, but I'm just going to... There's two that are main ones that I want to read. I pulled it out from the Keepers of Light Oracle deck that I was supposed to pull out today. It's hope. So love and acceptance. Love is yours. Recognize your divine worth and choose loving thoughts. Just like DC said, you know, just the I am, you know, like even like I feel like I am beautiful. I am abundant, DC said. These I am affirmations are amazing, and I'll send you some. And it says, hope is an angel who is dedicated to promoting the idea that we on earth are loved, cherished, supported by the kingdom of heaven. She is all about helping us see the light beyond whatever darkness we are in. Traveling as part of a holy trinity, faith, hope, and charity, she helps us recognize that hope isn't about wishing for something good to happen or help to arrive, but trusting that support is already present. Hope is the twin flame of Archangel Gabriel. She has a gentle presence, but she is absolutely glorious. She sings sweet harmonies to us, and these songs are waves of love washing away anything that stands between us and self-love and acceptance. Yeah, I believe that is really key, like self-love. And then it says, angels are gathering around you in celebration that you are finally willing to see how loving and lovable you are. hope is here with her legion of love angels guiding you to see that you deserve loving relationships, loving experiences, and loving acceptance from the world around you. It seems that you are really moving beyond the limitations that you once had in this department. But know that whatever you do, question your worth. Whenever you do question your worth, you can call on hope to shine her golden light upon you. Your angels want you to know that they love and cherish you, and they're grateful that you're giving yourself the same support. So that's definitely a beautiful card, and it has a lotus flower. So hope has, she's enveloped in like a yellow veil, and it's beautiful. I mean, I'll send you that card. And then the next one was White Eagle, Ancestor Spirit, which Jan mentioned, an ancestor spirit. So it says, connect to your lineage. A family wound or pattern can be healed now. So, again, they want me to read from the book. White Eagle is a Native American shaman who is dedicated to honoring our spiritual heritage. He is a world-renowned spiritual guide who has been particularly cherished by mediums all over the world. He first spoke through a medium called Grace Cook in the early 20th century. He is a guide who helps create clear channels in our bloodline and our spiritual lineage so we can access the heart of the Creator, which is Jesus. He also helps us move into sacred ceremony where we can hold sacred space to honor a change, transition, celebration, or anything else that deserves time. He is wonderful for clearing space, and we can call on him for help in forging spiritual connections, which is with your brother. Take some time to honor just how far you have come, recognizing through ceremony and ritual the shifts in your awareness, healing, and journey really allows you to move into a state of grace and gratitude. You have or have recently had an opportunity to heal an old family wound or pattern. It's important to connect with your family and spirit so that you can get a new energy of love and place. White Eagle is bringing your ancestors through to you and allowing you to know that they are happy and well. He is sounding his sacred drums to clear your spirit. So those are beautiful cards, Sam, and I feel like CJ is coming through my left side, and I pulled messages from spirit cards for you, and like 30 cards came out, but I'm just going to read the top cards, like every top card is said. So I have become one of your guides. I had to leave that way. I am just a thought away. As a soul, I can be in different places at once. I have no more earthly worries. I am not dead. I am learning here. We have both been together in dreams. And he says, we will be together again. I am so much better now. I feel healthy and happy. Believe in yourself. You can do it. Wow. That resonates with the message DC gave you. I have a new understanding. It is not your fault. The earth is our school. So that was the last message. And, you know, of course, he's always there with you. You know, never doubt that. He's always listening. He's always there, like, giving you signs. And the angel signs are just synchronicities that the angels want you to work with them, you know. And just whenever you see those synchronistic numbers, just look them up, the meeting, you know. Keep a journal. That's what I kept. And now any numbers that come through that I don't recognize, because there's so many numbers that come through, like the new ones, I'll just look up. But the 111 and 222, like I've been seeing 222, like today, 5 times. So, you know, those are messages that you need to pay attention if you see it more than once, especially. But in the beginning, like I literally kept a journal of every angel number they gave me. Every day for a whole year, I kept the log. And, you know, and then at the end of the day, what I did was I took that, the bulk of that whole message of the angel numbers that they gave me, and really thought out what exactly the message was. You know, like sometimes it was, you know, you need to
move into this direction or let go of the past, you know, new beginnings coming, things like that, you know, like the general message of the whole angel numbers that you receive for the day. I used to do that. And I can teach you that, by the way. But I'll switch you over to Catherine. Hope that really helped. CJ loves you and he's always around you. Okay. And I love you.
Thank you so much, Mary.
You're welcome.
Love you too.
Okay. So this is Catherine and synchronistically, I picked up past life issue. So the situation that you're asking me about has a basis in one of your previous lifetimes, and you're being asked to ask your angels to help you remember, release, learn, and heal from your past life experiences. This card is drawn because experiences and emotions from one of your previous lifetimes are influencing the situation you're inquiring about. You have well-earned wisdom from the past life, allowing it to guide you in your present situation by trusting your gut feelings and hunches. So those intuitive impulses result from the knowledge you've gained in an earlier life. So you're being asked to trust it. People from your past life are making themselves known at this time to you. They include soulmates, family members, all who you share karmic ties. In the past, these relationships may have been painful, but now is your opportunity to balance the karma and break the reincarnation cycle. The angel associated with this is Mighty Archangel Raziel, which means Secrets of God. And this Mighty Archangel is the angel who helps you understand, assimilate, and heal your past life memories. So, you know, just go to, you know, be by yourself, you know, meditate and call on this angel. Archangel, and this Archangel is also associated with dreams. So, you know, you can ask for this Archangel to come into, you know, your dream state, and then just keep a journal by your bed and write down what you get. Let's see. The color associated with this particular angel is, I'm looking, is the rainbow colors. So that's really, you know, anytime you see rainbow colors, just envision, visualize rainbow colors, you know, even in your meditations. But also, I did pull the card, Medicine Guardian. And so what this is, be open to healing information. Listen to what's coming up within you and what's being shared with you by trustworthy others in your life. Healing angels can help you heal emotionally, spiritually, and physically with their energy. But they can also direct you toward information that will help you reach the wholeness. So when this card appears, information is being revealed that can help you heal. As aspects of your current situation, whether it be your health, relationship, a career, it could be anything. You just, it's a powerful card in that it represents like a state of wholeness. So you're being exposed to information and insights that will have a dramatic healing effect upon your life. If you're working through something mentally or emotionally, just know that there are spiritual energies supporting your healing. So this card was pulled. The angels are reminding you that they're there and that you're whole and that you're on the road to, you know, where you want to be and to have confidence. And, you know, in terms of the affirmations, you can say, you know, there are abundance. Angels come in form. And so they're abundance angels, for instance, right? So you can call upon them as well. And you can say, you know, ask them, you know, for anything, but for instance, like an affirmation could be, I am already abundant spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically, financially. You know, I am successful in all that I do. So there's just many different ways to get where you want to be. So I hope that that helps.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
Hello. Yep, hi. This is Peg. And I picked two cards, or three cards for you, and they're from the Archangel Gabriel deck. And for me, and you had kind of spoken about this, he's all about creativity, inspiration. And you had mentioned that you were thinking of something that you would like to do, like possibly a project or something. And the first card that came was new project. And it's what it says, it compares it to like a newborn baby. Your actions are growing your ideas into a reality. So I feel like Archangel Gabriel is encouraging you to maybe focus on this a little bit. You've been through a lot, but he's encouraging you to maybe start thinking a little bit more about the idea, maybe talk to people about the idea that you know can help to assist you. Let's see. And the third card, or the second card, is stay true to yourself. Don't compromise or water down your ideas. Listen to trust and follow your inner voice. So that's another encouragement from Archangel Gabriel to stay true to yourself and maybe what you're going through, but also to let this idea grow again. And you can definitely ask for assistance and guidance because he's very helpful with helping ideas to come to fruition. And then the third card is blocks lifted. So I feel there may have been some blocks for you because I think, and it could have been the grief that you've been feeling, but also it's like it's kept you down too, and he's saying that previous obstacles came from fear and they are now lifted away. So he's letting you know to almost walk through that fear and know that once you begin the process of this project that you're thinking about, it will come in a way that maybe you have not expected. And I feel like he's really encouraging communication and asking your angels and your guides for assistance in this too. So I hope that helps. Yeah, and she's kind of wearing kind of a bluish gown, and that's all about, you know, blue is the blue chakra, and that's all about speaking your truth, you know, and another angel with the color blue is Archangel Michael. You know, and he's all about helping us with safety and speaking our truth and, you know, helping things also to come fruition. I really feel both Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Michael work together a lot. So they both come for you. I mean, they both want to work with you on this, you know, so through meditation, writing, speaking to people, you know, maybe doing some more research, something could come to fruition for you. So I hope that helps.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow. Beautiful, Peg. This is Liz. I have a couple cards here for you, Sam, or Samantha. I also I immediately got the message, Carpe Diem. It's time to do what you've been thinking about. No longer time to sit and wait and think it's time to go. And my one of the teachers that I followed, Gabby Bernstein, she always says, if it scares you a little, do it. And I got a very strong sense that you have a hard time accepting compliments or celebrating yourself and your successes. And I was like this. I've been like this most of my life myself. And you don't realize how detrimental it is, really. Allow people to tell you that you look nice today. Allow people to say, you know, your shirt looks very pretty. And just say thank you. Nothing else. You don't have to tell them you got it on clearance for a dollar. Just say thank you. When you do that, because when you do that, you downplay your value. And they're just simply telling you look nice because they want to make you feel good. You know, they're just being kind. And when we downplay our value, we are saying that we don't, you know, that we don't like their kindness or we don't care for it. So just say thank you. I struggled because I'm a big clearance shopper myself, and I always want to share more that it was such a great deal. But we have to stop doing that. And when you accomplish something, when you achieve something, when something good happens for you that you get excited about, it's okay to be excited. It's okay to celebrate. It's okay to be happy. Even if it irritates other people, their irritation is not your problem. If things are going good for you, you need to celebrate. You need to feel happy. It's important that we feel those emotions. We don't have to stifle ourselves or, mute ourselves for anybody. Because when something good happens for them, we're going to be excited and we're going to clap and cheer for them. So, you know what, if they can't clap and cheer for you right now, that's okay. You're still going to do it for them. And you know what? Somebody else is going to clap and cheer for you that you didn't expect to. So, and you know what? If no one is, clap and cheer for yourself. Jump up and down, clap your hands, pat yourself on the back, because it's a big deal. I immediately thought of the card that's in my card deck, and it's when you reach a goal that you set, celebrate, because we have to. We forget so often to celebrate when we've accomplished something. It doesn't matter how big or small it is. When we get something done that we set, you know, a bar for us to do, when we get there, we need to say, yeah, I did it. Good for me. Because if we don't celebrate ourselves, nobody else has to. So it's important that we do. But I pulled a couple cards for you, and I love, what Peg was saying about Archangel Michael at the end of her message, because the first card I pulled for you was number 34, Trust in Divine Purpose, and it's this woman who's looking up into this beautiful light. But her hair is all blue, and she has a beautiful flower, blue flower in it with a blue butterfly. And it says, this experience has divine meaning. Healing will come. Know that you are on a path of growth. So, you know, any time that we're growing, things get uncomfortable, things change, people change. That's what growth is. And it's not bad. It's a little uncomfortable for a little bit, for a moment. Just breathe. It's going to be okay. It's going to be better. and the trust in divine purpose, I felt like that was such a beautiful message, because it's saying that you're about to step into exactly where you're meant to be. When we are living in our purpose, when we're walking in our purpose, we are
every aspect of our life is taken care of without us even trying. It just is happening because we're where we're meant to be. So allow yourself. Don't fight against it. Surrender and go to the flow. Go with the flow. And the next card I got was number 30, step into the spotlight. So it's saying, you know, I really felt that went with the celebrating yourself. Don't be afraid to shine. Don't be afraid to go up in front of everyone and show your abilities and what you can do. Because this is where you're going to be seen and this is where you're meant to be. So you have a message that the world needs to hear. It's time to share your wisdom. So regardless of what anyone else is saying to you or telling you, it's time. When you feel it in your heart and you're going to know it's time, don't hold back. Just do it. Say what it is that needs to be said. Speak your truth, because it's going to be the perfect time. And then the last card I got for you is number 22, which I thought was somebody else had a 222 mess. Mary was telling me about 222. And this is journey guide, travel, change in location. So have you been thinking about going on a vacation or possibly moving somewhere else or working somewhere else?
I've actually created a vision board, and that's one of the things that I said I wanted to do this year was travel a lot more.
So this is your confirmation that it's going to happen. Go with the flow. Everything's already in motion. It's already happening. So just allow it to come. Why fight it and struggle? Just float and flow. So, sorry. I hope that message helps you, Samantha. It sounds like some beautiful things are in store for you here. So we want to hear back from you, of course. And we thank you for calling in. And
yes, thank you, lady, so much.
You're welcome. We'll put you on so you can listen to the show, and we'll go for another caller, okay?
Okay, thank you,
thank
guys.
Thank you, Sam. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Wow, what beautiful messages. That was incredible.
Yes, that's amazing.
That it was beautiful. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Just wonderful.
A tickle of my throat. So it looks like we have some more callers. Are we ready for another one, ladies?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Area code 786, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes. My name is Lou.
I'm sorry. What was your name?
Lou. L-U-Z.
Okay. Hi, Lou. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. There are a lot of things. I'm unemployed. I am waiting to get out of the marital house, get my payment from my ex-husband. My attorney is not answering the call. His secretary is not answering the call. My ex-husband doesn't show any wanting me to leave the house. And then I have a long-distance relationship that is very frustrating. He wants me to move out of Florida, and I cannot because I have a child to co-parent in Florida. You can pick.
Okay. Let's see what we have.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Jan. This is Jan. Thank you. So I'm just going to tell you mostly about the animal that shows up. It's the butterfly that I see very clearly for you, which butterfly usually means like transformation time, change, and things like that, but also to lighten up and to not be so serious and get ready for a big change, where you may have an old habit or way of thinking or lifestyle is going out and a new way of being is emerging. So it's time to make the changes you've been considering. In spite of the challenges, you'll get through this transition, and you know this too will pass. Express yourself by wearing more colorful clothing. And it just says it's time for a change, and you need the courage to go ahead and break out of the cocoon. You're going through a major life transition, such as a divorce or career change. You want encouragement to more freely express the love you feel to those around you. And you want to be able to relax and flow with the cycles that are happening to you. So it's better for you not to dwell in any type of harsh or toxic environment and be in a clear place where there's air, clean water and air. You adjust to change readily and easily. That's what the butterfly is all about. I feel like the butterflies come in to help you with your changes, with the changes going on with you. And I know that you've got all these sticky situations happening right now. So I think you just need to take one step at a time and go, you know, and just deal with one at a time. And I actually didn't hear all of it, but I know that you're in a house that you can't get out of, and mm-hmm. you're co-parenting a daughter, and you have an ex-husband and a relationship in another place. So it's a tricky situation. I think that I'm going to hand you over to the ladies, but I think with the butterfly is asking you to just, if you can, in any way, just try to lighten up, even though I know you've got all this serious stuff going on, but try to lighten up because you don't want it to affect your health. And to just try to enjoy it, you know, enjoy everything anyway, as much as you can. And I feel like some kind of lease is going to be broken. I don't know what that means, or I'm hearing a lease is responsibility is going to be let go. So whatever that means to you, that's what I'm hearing. I don't know if you have a lease on the house or if there's going to be a new lease coming up, but I hear that whatever's going on with a house situation, something to that effect it's going to be null and void coming up. So,
there's so many layers. Like, I want to leave the house, but he's not making any effort uh-huh. into paying me my half of what he's due. He's trying to get as much money from my half. He's not interested in making things fairly. Even when things are unsupported by financially benefiting him, he's going for that. So it's not an amicable situation with him. Co-parenting is very difficult and deceiving with him. And I have this long-distance situation that he wants me to move out of Florida. I can't. I have a child to co-parent here. You know, so, and I got unemployed thanks to my ex-husband.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, changing my parenting, you know, splitting the winter break from school. So when I went back to ask for some flexibility, they decided just to let me go because it was too much. So, so that's why I ended up unemployed. And now I don't know what's going on. My attorney's not answering. His secretary's not answering. I'm sending my ex-husband emails about I'm not going to have enough cash money to continue paying for mortgage. We need to go back to mediation and just, you know, basically just let me go. Give me my half and let me go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I feel like that it may be what's going to happen then. Maybe that's what I'm seeing with this lease. I'm not hearing dead end. Like, I'm not getting dead end. You know, and I'm hearing that you're going to make it through this crisis. So I want you to just hold on and have faith that things are going to get better and that he's going to help you. I think he's not going to be a complete whore. You know what I mean? I think he's going to come through for you a little bit. That's the feeling I'm getting with this ex-husband. So try to think
give him some positive energy as much as you can so that this can come through. You know what I mean? Give, like, I'm sorry, I have a cold.
And, thank you, though, for answering.
It's okay. Try to be really positive with him and give him good energy, even though it hasn't been even though he hasn't been too nice. But I feel like he's going to come through for you. That's what I'm getting. Or something it's going to get easier. And I want you to just relax and go get something, like they are saying, to wear colorful clothes. Just go ahead and do that. You know what I mean? Just for the heck of it, to lighten up a little bit and bring the color of, get your aura going with the energy going with colors. You know what I mean? And so that things start going in your, things start going in your way. Just start being positive. Just start really have faith in this, because I feel like it's going to turn around. I don't think you're going to, it's not a dead end. I'm not hearing that, but I want to hear what the other ladies say. So I just want to wish you luck, and just know that the butterfly is a very positive animal, very positive. It's a change, the change animal, but it's a positive change. So I wish you luck, and I'm going to hand you right over to DC Love and the ladies, ladies.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
The reading was spot on. It was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you,
really,
DC.
Really,
I'm so glad.
I get our caller's name. It was like a little staticky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I have our caller's name?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. My name is Luz. L-U-Z.
Oh, Luz. Okay. Very nice to meet you, hon. Jan was spot on with her reading. This is DC. I agree with everything she said, and I was hearing, you've got to wait for divine timing, okay? So some of the stuff that you're, waiting for is, of course, out of your control, and we've just got to, have faith, and we've got to let go, and we've got to let God, okay? But if you have patience and you're positive, I do feel things are going to turn out in your favor. So please, whatever you do, don't rush into making any decisions, and allow God to, show you the plan that's unfolding, okay? Mm-hmm. I see an entourage of angels with you as well. And I'm hearing the angels say, Luz, please don't worry. We want to help you to have the peace you truly deserve. And you do deserve peace. I see Archangel Ariel coming in. And Ariel's coming in with this beautiful tiger to help you to have the strength and the courage that you're needing at this time. Okay? And I feel like she and, Archangel Ariel and this beautiful tiger are going to be with you. Okay? Because as we know, tigers are really powerful. And Archangel Ariel, she's such a beautiful and wise angel. So with the two of them by your sides, as well as the other angels, I feel like, really everything is going to be all right. I sort of feel like she's shielding you now, so you to have the peace that you truly deserve, Luz, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm also seeing she's showing you the stars in the sky. Okay? And she's saying, hold on to hope. Please hold on to hope. And she's telling me that, you've been, going over everything and, thinking about, what happened and, what you could have done. Maybe I could have done something differently. Maybe if I did, make a decision. And I'm getting, it's okay to, remember the past and the lessons, but don't take your eye off the future, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, let yourself have the peace you deserve, because you're asking yourself so many questions. You're looking for answers. You're doubting yourself. And Archangel Ariel, Luz, this is a time of peace, and you are protected, okay? I'm getting, the month of February. This is the month I feel like when things are going to happen, okay? Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're a really beautiful spiritual woman as well, okay? And I feel like, you know, good things are going to come your way. So as we're connecting, you are in this transitional time. But as Jan said, have hope because things are working out in your favor. And you spoke of, you know, the other man, and I do see you standing near a different man, okay? So just hold on because I feel like, you know, like during the month of February is when, you know, major changes are going to happen, okay? So please, you know, just believe and be good to yourself. Please be kind, okay? Because I feel like you really need to, you know, take care of you.
Yes, okay. I try to calm myself down and exercise and go out and go in nature.
Well, you know, I'm getting, you know, like right now, like it's not the divine timing maybe, so just be patient. But I do feel like the man that you spoke of could actually develop into something permanent, okay? So just really love yourself. And try to think really positive thoughts because as you do that, you're creating the life you truly deserve, Luz. And I'm saying a prayer for you. God bless you, hon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Luz. This is Mary.
Hi.
So I got three cards for you. I kind of recognize your voice. I'm not sure why. The message, one of the three cards is synchronicity. It says, thank you, angels. I trust your well-timed guidance and signs. So they want you to trust the signs they've been giving you. And they want me to read from the book on this one for you because you need to know. So basically for me, synchronicity is like the angels sending you angel numbers and our previous caller. I'm not sure if you heard her reading, but normally they send us numbers and we look them up because it's our guidance. That's how they guide us. If we can't hear them, they guide us that way, sending us those synchronistic numbers like 111, 222, you know, 1111, 7117, things like that. So just, you know, I always tell everyone to have a journal and write down what those meanings are. And at the end of the day, just look at what's the general message from the angels. What is the guidance from the angels? So that's one thing they wanted me to tell you. And it says, there is a reason for some of the experiences you've been going through recently. There are no coincidences in life. Everything is perfectly timed by God and the universe. So trust that your angels are sending you divine guidance through the information and people coming into your life at this time. There is positive guidance here for you. Trust the process and the path that is being shown to you as it will take you forward one step at a time until you're where you need to be. The angels of synchronicity are here to guide you and will remind you of their presence at the perfect time. There is no such thing as chance. All is guided. If you come across an opportunity that is perfectly timed for you, know that this is the work of angels. There are no coincidences, only God coincidences. God and his angels sending signs and messages through people and situations that seem perfect for what's happening in your life right now. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to begin or even end a project, know that there are synchronistic events occurring right now to show you the truth of the situation. So that's one message. And then the next one is trust your vibes. And we know what that means, right? You know, trust what your intuition is telling you, but also trust your guidance on what you should do with this intuition that you have. And sure, it's for everyone's highest good, and that includes yourself, right? Because you're the most important person and your child. And it says your psychic abilities are developing more and more every day. And the angels are here to encourage you to go with whatever you feel your soul has been trying to tell you. And, you know, there's going to be a more intuitive messages and psychic downloads into your core. And the angels are encouraging you to follow your guidance, to follow your intuition. You know what you have to do. You know, trust your vibes, too. It wants you to trust your vibes. And it says, thank you, angels. Today I choose to trust my intuition and your guidance. And then the last but not least card is the miracle of nature. So she's sitting on a green, she's a butterfly, and she's sitting on a lotus flower. So lotus, you know, it's just coming out of the mud and into this beautiful new beginning. And I'm looking at this other card, new beginning. So it's amazing. And it says, thank you, angels, for helping me to reconnect through nature and fresh air. So, you know, again, just go into nature and try to ground, because it's actually a fairy. I'm sorry. I thought it was a butterfly, but it's a fairy that's coming through for you. So fairies are really, you know, just call on them. They probably want to work with you too. And that's all I have, Luz, and I'll send you over to Catherine, and I hope that helped you. Thank you for calling. You're welcome.
Okay. Hi, Luz. This is Catherine. And
hi, Catherine.
Hi. So I pulled the card Protection Guardian, and the message here is drop your shield. So see, on the card itself, it's a beautiful card. And she has a crown around her of peacock feathers. So Anna may be able to explain what the peacock actually means. But here it is talking about, here it's talking about drop any shields of fear that are standing between you and your chances of enjoyment and fun. So know that you don't need to hide who you are or the gift that you have, because you were born to shine. The protective, I love this card, honestly, and it really is synchronistic here, because the protective guardian is a feminine version of Archangel Michael, who is a protector, right? She is a fear protector, yet loving warrior angel, who carries an indestructible shield of power and protection, and will come to all who call her. She will help you drop your fear-based shield and move into a loving, protective force field that will keep you safe, but will also allow your gifts to shine through. So she's encouraging you to stay completely relaxed and confident and trust that love will always prevail. So, you know, regardless of what's going on now, know that in the past, I should say, it does not have to be your present. So angels are drawing close to you at this time to help you move beyond any limiting thoughts, emotions, and patterns that may be making you feel unsafe. To know that angel protection is swirling around you at this moment and will help you move forward in a more fearless way. So, also, what came to me is, you know, just a right away was an affirmation, just, I choose love over fear. You can say that every day. We ended up, I choose love over fear. I am. Put the words I am in front of it. Choosing love over fear. Because you want to stay away from any fear-based energies. Because, you know, I was listening to you in the beginning, you know, as you were speaking, and every word, thought, action, everything is energy. So you want to keep your thoughts as positive as you can. Because what you are putting out, that's what you're getting back. And, you know, if you think about, you know, the vibe, everything is energy and everything is, you know, has a vibration, right? Your words, your thoughts, your everything. So, you know, you can only stay where, you know, your vibration is. Does that make sense? Like where you are in terms of, the universe giving back to you what you're wanting to change, right? Or you're actually wanting. So, you know, I agree with who said send love back to your ex. You know, and then just visualize, like, you know, you just want to visualize, you know, for instance, this is an exercise, but you just visualize, you send love to your ex, you send love to, you know, whoever that is that's not, you know, that you're upset with, right? And then you visualize just coming from heaven down, just, you know, just beautiful. It could be like stardust or just, you know, just beautiful energy coming down into the crown chakra, which is on the top of your head, and just going all through your body. And when you're doing that exercise, you're getting rid of the energy that is not yours, that, you know, was, you know, given to you from that person. Because you don't want to hold on to it, right? Because that puts you in a state again of this fear-based energy. So you're just letting go of that. And also there's an exercise you can do with letting go. You know, just visualize, again, you just visualize like a rainbow waterfall coming down, right? And you're saying to, you know, you're saying, I am letting go of what no longer serves me. And just visualize this. You know, this waterfall, just fast flowing energy, water, just you know, washing away all of what no longer serves you. And you can say, for instance, you know, I'm letting go of all people, places, things, thoughts, feelings, behaviors, like whatever it is that you're letting go of, and then it all goes down to Mother Earth. And she transmutes it to light and love.
I like that.
So I hope you resonate with that.
Yes, actually, listening to everybody's messages has been relaxing. Thank you. Thank you all.
Good. Good. Okay.
So I have... Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Did you want to go? I have a little message, too, but everyone pretty much said everything that I was going to say. So, but what I am hearing is stay in your truth, be patient because of divine timing, and call on Archangel Michael for protection. For safety, and know that your angels are with you always, and but the biggest thing is to stay in your truth, you know, no matter what you might be hearing or seeing, you know, and not to be afraid to stand up for yourself also. So I hope that helps, and that's really all I have.
Yeah. And,
that was good,
and then that's beautiful. Thank you. And then the long-distance relationship, is that ever going to flourish and ground into something better, or is this something that is just in passing for me?
I'm hearing,
like over a year.
I'm here. Oh, it's been over a year. Okay. Well, I'm hearing he might be waiting for things to move too. So maybe he doesn't want to say too much yet. So I'm hearing to enjoy the relationship as it is, and I feel like you'll know more once things are settled on, you know, on your end. So, yeah, that's basically what I'm hearing. And I know you don't want to hear that, but...
No, I mean, that's better news than what I hear from him, you know, because he's like, you have to get out of Florida to be with me. And I'm like, I can't leave Florida. I have my daughter.
So he's waiting, and... I'm hearing not to rush, you know, because, well, because legally you might not be able to leave right away because of co-parenting or something. So just take it one day at a time and tell them to hold his horses.
I think I have a little more insight on that, Peg.
Okay.
I might be able to finish this out here for you, Liz, with everything you're looking for. this is Liz. And the first thing I got as the messages were beginning was my teacher, Michelle, she does a retreat every year. And last year at her retreat, she taught us all this thing. And it was, she started by putting your hands over your heart and taking a deep breath in and saying, I am the calm in the storm, right? Because no matter what's going around you, you can always go within and find your calm and your peace. And you can be the calm in the storm, right? You can always find your ground. And you have a lot of things happening, right? So that is what you have to do all the time right now. And it's daunting, but it is your peace and it is your safety. And I'm really getting that this is so important, that you're doing this and that you're showing it because your child needs to see it. Your child needs to see this strength. You know, the mother is always the pillar, right? We hold everything up. We're there. So we have to show them how, you know, and it goes along with the forgiveness too, right? Just saying, you know, I hope everyone gets what they're looking for in this situation, that everyone is happy, right? You're not wishing ill on your child's father. You want everything to be resolved and you want to just be happy. So, you know, you're a woman of faith. I believe that. So, you know, just breathe in. Know that everything's being taken care of. Know that God has you. You're being held. You know, everything's in motion. And just show your child that faith, you know, let them know that, you know that the universe is going to take care of you, that God's going to take care of you, everything's going to be okay. And I pulled the cards for you, and as I pulled the first card, the picture on it is this man is holding his hand over his heart, just like I was, just as I was thinking when I saw the, you know, be the calm in the storm. And it's card number 4, and it says, be a light to others. And I definitely, that's when I saw the connection with your child, and that this was, it's important for your child to see you, you know, be able to have faith and say, you know what, I know we're going to be okay. And, you know, and show them love, because they're in a very unsure place too, right? Things are crazy. They don't know what's happening. They need to know that they're loved. They need that reassurance. Even though we think that, oh, they're kids and they're resilient, we forget that, you know, we were kids once too, and things do happen that even though we have our big adult problems, right, their problems are just as big because at their age and their level of life, they're big problems. And there's a problem that they should have. But, you know, we have to remember that they need a little love too. Even if we're having a crazy time. And maybe even just saying, you know, I sometimes get worried and I have to remind myself that we're going to be okay. You know, just saying things like that, not maybe going into every detail, but just, you know, saying, you know, sometimes I get a little scared, I get a little nervous, but I have to calm myself down. Okay, let's do something fun. Let's, you know, and have a few minutes together of joy and, you know, laughter. And it was, and what perfectly was this was the next card was 43. Your vibration is rising. So as you start to do this, and as you start to show it to your child, and they start to do it with you, both of you are going to raise your vibrations together, and it's going to help you to get out of the situation sooner, because everything's going to start to be moving. And it says this is a time of great spiritual growth for you. You are evolving to occupy a higher energetic frequency. So so what's happening, right? You're turning this trans, and it was beautiful because Jan talked about the transformation. this is you, you know, this is a transformation for you because you have to do things you've never done. You're being stronger in ways you haven't had to be before, and it's going to change you. It's going to change who you are, and you're going to become more of you, the true you, right? The true blues that is there, that is who you are. And when you step into that and embrace it and know that you don't want to go back and be anything different, this is who you want to be. When you do that, that other person, and I'm not completely sure if it's the person you're with now or if it's someone new, but they're going to come in, and it is the lasting relationship. It is the it's where you find the soulmate. And it is not too far. I agree. You know, things are coming around with this situation, and I think the more that you lean into the light and have the faith and trust that everything's being taken care of, that it's going to happen even faster. You'll put the wheels in motion. So the last card I got was number 39, relaxation. And it says, peaceful pursuits, happy times. So I really took that as, you know, surrender. The situation is here. You're not getting out of it. You're not. you have to get through it, right? You're already in it. You've got to just get to the other side. So just keep going. Keep going. Keep having faith. Keep believing. Keep trusting because it is coming. The end is coming. And I agree with the ladies. It's not far off. So just breathe and get through it, right? It's uncomfortable, but we got to do it. So. Just breathe.
Thank you, ladies. You have all made my day. Thank you for wrapping up my day so nicely. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm here. Yeah, we hope everything gets going here for you quickly, Luz, and you know, just have faith. It's all coming. And we're glad you called in this evening. Thank you.
You know what? She's got to know who she is again. Before she could really have a relationship with someone else. I do feel like this gentleman has a lot of good qualities and everything, but Spirit is saying, you know, don't rush into things too fast. Sort of like you really got to nurture that relationship, you know, as sort of like I'm seeing like a slow cooker. You put everything, you know, into this beautiful cooker, and then when you come home, you have an amazing meal. So if you rush things, you know, like too fast, it's not going to be good, you know. You've got to just take your time with everything, okay? But get to know who you are again, you know. Spend some time just focusing on Luce and who Luce is. And you're going to see that you're going to have opportunities everywhere. You're going to have, you know, your choice of more than one person.
Thank you. Thank you so
You're
much,
welcome.
Ladies. Thank you. Yeah. God bless you all. Thank you so much for all your messages.
God bless you, too.
Yeah, God bless you. Good luck. Everything's coming.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Good evening.
What a great night of messages, ladies. It was nice to be on with everyone again.
It's so fun.
And the funny thing is it doesn't matter how many of us there are, we still are in sync.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Always are.
And it was powerful, though. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
It was
amazing
show.
Absolutely.
It started with me not being able to hear anyone. I mean, we lost a couple of callers because they couldn't hear us, I don't know. It was weird. I couldn't hear any one of you guys in the beginning. I had to get out.
Yeah.
Well, you got out and
getting on. I was trying to get on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on? Like, why can't I get through? Why can't I?
Uh-huh.
What's happening?
Yeah. I was in the studio, and then I wasn't in the studio. And then when I came back in, I was still there. Like, it was just weird. And I wasn't trying to run because I called in on the guest line. And I think it was just like the end of the Mercury retrograde, you know. They just a little bit of fun for us. To liven us up.
We might have overwhelmed the line with our energy.
Thank you, Mercury. We will see you again in May.
I know, gosh. Not looking forward to it.
We're thankful that
you're
mystery. Yeah, may the next one be more Freddy and less Mercury, you know, retrograde. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is like the craziest thing I've ever been through. I just couldn't believe everything, you know. And it, even today,
it's
like
a lot of miscommunication, a lot of everything, for sure.
I even had a broken antenna on my car. The wind broke my antenna. I was like, goodness, it's like 200.
Gosh, wow.
Yeah, so it did get a little crazy, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you can come out of hiding now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can
all come out of hiding.
Yeah.
Out of hiding, and they kept running back. I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't handle this.
Yeah. Got it.
Got such quick winds. Like the wind here was so bad. It was just incredible that I think it was that just like broke the antenna off of the back of the vehicle. They're like right in half.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Here today.
Yeah.
In Boston.
So wait, I just want to let you guys know whoever said something about an astronaut, I don't know if it was Jan or what, but I pulled a card, but there was not enough time because I pulled other cards too, and I just did not go to this card just for the sake of time, but I'm just reading it as before I put it away. And it talks about cosmic ancestors and DNA and all this. And then it goes into the evidence and then talks about the universal astronauts. It's
wow.
It is wild.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I mean,
oh, my God, you're kidding. That's so cool.
No,
it's pretty
God,
narrow
it's,
right there.
Yeah.
And it talks about
that's very synchronistic right there.
I would say so.
I wish I'd picked it up.
I think
I read it, but I'm just
that's
near it is. So
that's
it's pretty validating.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, what a beautiful what a beautiful card. I hope you feel better,
thank
Jan.
You. Yes, and Liz, you too, right? I hope you feel better too.
No, I just, I ran out of water, and I'm like, you know, I have dry throat now from talking. I'm like, I gotta go.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you, ladies. It's been great. I'll see you all next week. God bless everyone, and thank you all for joining. I love you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye. I love you too. I love everybody. God bless.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye.